Welcome to Disruptive Consciousness with Leanne Juliet, Shamanic High Priestess, Heyoka, Galactic Channel, Astrologer, Energy Alchemist, Pioneer of Multidimensional Shadow Consciousness and Catalyst for Revolutionary Transformation. A bridge between the spiritual and the physical. This podcast is here to disrupt you, to challenge your perceptions of the world around us, to rip apart anything that isn't truth, to tear illusion down, to activate your multidimensional shadow and take you on a journey into your depths so that you may unbecome anything that isn't divine truth and sovereignty, to uplevel your consciousness. I'm a catalyst for revolutionary transformation as I disrupt, dismantle and destroy anything that isn't truth, slicing through illusion and shadow just like a knife through butter. Offering a different perspective to who you are so as to transcend reality and play outside of conformity. Blunt, direct and very playful, I invite you to come play in the shadows and the underworld with me while swimming in the cosmos as we explore multidimensionality and the multidimensional shadow, astrology, consciousness, entrepreneurship, spirituality, transformation, taboos, magic, mysticism and much more. Come venture into the darkness with me and journey into your depths.
Hi, and welcome back to Disruptive Consciousness with Leanne Juliet. Today, I want to talk to you about the multidimensional shadow. This is basically fundamental to my sacred work in the world as a shamanic high priestess and a channel. The multidimensional shadow is a revolutionary concept that I've been channeling for a while now and kind of like putting the pieces together about how it interacts with people, with energy, and how it differs to shadow work, shadow alchemy, shadow work tools, and anything to do with like Carl Jung or any of like shadow archetypes and how it like differs so much to that. Before I get started, I do want to let you know that I have recorded a webinar, which is kind of like a mini course, really, because I've recorded a webinar and a couple of bits of bonus content. So the webinar is all about the multidimensional shadow. It's a 2-hour-long paid for webinar. And then there's a couple of bonus bits of content around the energetic themes of the multidimensional shadow and multidimensionality. I might as well throw that in as well, plus an ebook as well that I've created. So my very first ebook. So that can be purchased from the link below, which is part of it's a brand new product that I've added to my revolutionary new mystery school, the Phoenix Stargate. It sounds awesome as fuck. I'm sure you'll agree. The Phoenix Stargate, which is my mystery school. I am a priestess, I'm a high priestess. I have lived or I'm living multidimensional, living in other lifetimes in Atlantis and Lemuria and ancient Egypt as a priestess and delivering like the sacred work. So the mystery school is my modern day version of the ancient wisdom, the ancient teachings, plus channeled wisdom and channeled teachings that I'm constantly bringing through as a galactic channel. So I'm going to be adding more and more content, products, services, that kind of stuff to the Phoenix Stargate, which I'm sure you'll agree just sounds awesome as fuck, does the name. It came to me a couple of months ago, did the Phoenix Stargate. I was like, yes, it's like totally me. So there we are. But yeah, so this podcast episode about multidimensional shadow is giving you an overview of what you can expect from the webinar, the multidimensional webinar, multidimensional shadow webinar, should you choose to purchase it. It's highly potent, highly activating. Obviously, that's what my energy does for people. Anyone who comes into my world, whether they're watching my videos, listening to my content, reading my content, working with me, or being friends or whatever, everyone experiences some kind of shift within them because I work with the shadow. I work with the root. I connect into the root of who somebody is. I work with a shadow in a way that no other person in the world works with it. It's something that I've had to really feel into as to my sacred work and what it is that I do and what it is I offer into the world and how my take on shadow and my ability to work with the shadow and to see it and to feel it and to honor the shadow differs to anybody else out there. My clients call me the queen of shadow. I'm known amongst my friends and my clients as the go-to person for shadow. I know shadow like backwards, intimately, that kind of thing. I see it in people. I feel it. Like I just see and feel shadow. So if you want to dive deeper into your multidimensional shadow, the theme, the energy, what it means for you, why you're here, all that, like incarnation, everything like that, then go to the link below for the Phoenix Stargate and for the multidimensional shadow webinar, which includes like bonus content as well. So an overview of what you can expect from it, or an overview of what the multidimensional shadow is and why it differs to shadow work. See, I went through a spiritual awakening probably about coming up to like 4 years ago, actually. Yeah, about coming up to 4 years next month. So I'm recording this July 2021. So around about August 2017, I started to have the nudges of a spiritual awakening. And then for anyone who's not been following my story, I went through like a major transformation June 2018 when in the space of a month, because I don't do things lightly in my world, in the space of a month, my mum got diagnosed with breast cancer, my job ended and I left my husband like 3 weeks later, as you do. So I tore my life down. I literally tore my entire life down. That's what I do for clients. Like I literally destroy anything that isn't truth, which is why my clients get such like powerful and quick results with me. And like revolutionize their lives, because I'm able to go to the root, which is always the multidimensional shadow. Now, this is where it differs to what you may know if you're familiar with shadow work or shadow alchemy or shadow archetypes or Carl Jung or Caroline Myers or anyone like that who've discussed shadow. The world of shadow, from my perspective, and I am a channel and I do tap into future timelines and I do time travel and all this other kind of stuff. And I specifically work within the multidimensional field. What people don't understand about shadow and why I see so many people failing with shadow work or stuck, the worst thing actually is being stuck in a perpetual cycle of healing. I cannot stand that when people are saying, I'm healing. I'm like, why the fuck are you still healing? Like, what are you healing from? And it's like a big, like, issue I have with the spiritual community and like the whole like cycle of healing. Like, oh, I'm constantly healing. I'm like, well, why? Like, get the fuck over yourself. Like, understand what it is that you need to heal. Go to the root and move the fuck along. Like, that's how I work in my world. That's how I play in my world with myself and my clients, is like, move the fuck along kind of thing. Understand it at the root, always at the root. If you go to the root, you can work more deeply and more in a more transformative way at the root, always at the root. So where do people get shadow work backwards? Or why are people kind of stuck in this perpetual cycle of shadow work? I'm like, you hear it all the time in spiritual communities. I'm doing my shadow work. I'm like, but what are you actually doing? Like, what do you actually understand about that? Because like, from what I can see from the outside, you ain't doing shit. People get caught up in the idea of healing. And obviously, we're here to work through, you know, we incarnate for a reason. We incarnate, don't just incarnate for shits and giggles. We incarnate to work through karma, to work through energy that isn't truth, and to evolve and to become enlightened and to learn to ultimately return back to source. The shadow is a glitch. I channeled this months ago. The shadow is a glitch. It is a glitch in our energetic body, which creates disharmony within us, within our energetic body, within our emotional body, within our physical body, our spiritual body, and our mental bodies. The shadow is a glitch. It is disharmony. It is anything that is not in sync, in true sync, in true harmony with how it's meant to be. It's out of sync. And so when people are talking about shadow work, what they're missing and what I see everybody has been missing is the root. Somebody can think that they're doing shadow work on their childhood. Maybe they had a shitty childhood. Maybe they had like dad issues or mom issues. Maybe they have shadow around money, not being able to hold on to money, or shadow around relationships. Maybe they want to call in like a soulmate relationship and like they have like a perpetual cycle of shit relationships, whatever it is, the shadow is different for everybody. But what I see predominantly is people, and I've seen this across like for years now in the spiritual community and outside of the spiritual community with like celebrities and people talk about their own healing and their journey and all this other kind of stuff. What I see is that people are missing the point. People are not actually going to the root, because the root, and this is in my multidimensional shadow webinar, which is like total deep dive into all this kind of stuff. This, what I'm giving you now, is just like an overview. The multidimensional, the shadow is multidimensional. What is multidimensional? I hear you ask. Multidimensional is the concept and the truth that we exist in all space, time, and dimensions multidimensionally, meaning that you now watching this or listening to this is existing with another part of your consciousness, another aspect of your consciousness in another parallel life or in a different timeline to where you're at now as the same person of who you are, but in a different timeline. And you're existing in other lifetimes. So you could be existing in ancient Egypt. You could be existing in 1565 in England, under the reign of like Henry VIII, you could be existing in 22500 or whatever, somewhere in the future. Everything is existing simultaneously, everything. That is multidimensionality. Everything is existing all at the same time, which is why you're able to shift energy and you're able to timeline hop from timeline, to energy, from identity to identity. You're able to literally shift dimensions. But people get confused with shadow. And they get confused with shadow, thinking that the shadow and whatever it is that they're working on, let's take the example of self-worth, because it's a biggie amongst women, a lack of self-worth. And they think, well, it's because I had no boundaries as a kid, or I wasn't made to feel worthy or loved or whatever by my parents, or I was, you know, mistreated by a lover or whatever it is. But people forget that the shadow is multidimensional and that we are energetic beings. We are energetic beings of infinite beings of source consciousness existing in a meat suit, basically. And so people forget that the shadow is multidimensional, meaning that you've actually, the energy of the shadow is existing in other timelines and other dimensions simultaneously to this one. So the shadow that you're working on or you're playing with, because we play with shadow in my world, we don't work on it. The shadow that you're playing with is not from this lifetime, ever, ever. The root of a shadow is always multidimensional, meaning that there's a lifetime you are existing in right now, an identity, an avatar, an aspect of your consciousness that exists right now in which this shadow was formed. And therefore you are storing it in your energetic being, your meat suit, your energetic being, and it is creating the shadow and the glitch and the disharmony in your life. The disharmony being energetic disharmony, spiritual disharmony, mental disharmony, physical disharmony, emotional disharmony. That is how the shadow shows up. Things like cancer, a shadow, excuse me, autoimmune disorders, shadow, mental health issues, anxiety, depression, shadow, physical disabilities, shadow, spiritual misalignment, addiction to religion or addiction to spirituality, or a lack of belonging and trying to seek yourself and find yourself within the spiritual community or a religious community or something, shadow. It is all shadow, and it is a disharmony, and it is a glitch in your energetic body. This is why understanding the multidimensional shadow and the energetic theme of a multidimensional shadow, it's a bit of a tongue twister, is so powerful that you can shift your life in an instant, as I've done, as my clients have done, because we're working with energy here, we're working with energetics, and people forget that we are energetic beings. We are energy beings. We are energy beings having a physical presence right now. So when you understand the concept that the shadow is multidimensional, it's going to awaken you to more ways of playing with the shadow. Because again, we don't work in my world with the shadow. We play with energy. I'm like I call myself and my clients a mad scientist of the metaphysical world, because I'm constantly evolving and playing with energy. I like to understand energy at the root. But the shadow is the glitch. The shadow is the disharmony. It's whatever is out of alignment for our truth being source, God, whatever you want to believe in, God, source, universe. The disharmony is a disconnection from any of that. It's where, for example, for anyone who's seen Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory, I love using like metaphors and analogies. If you've seen like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, whether the original one or the more recent one with Johnny Depp, which I absolutely love, big fan of Johnny Depp. And there's the, I think it's called Mike TV, the little kid who's obsessed with watching TV. And he goes into, he gets projected into the TV, and he's on the other side of TV. It's like, hi, dad, or hi, mom, or whoever. And the chocolate bar is massive. Oh, that's because Willy Wonka puts the chocolate bar into the TV and shows like how you take like this size chocolate bar and make it like really, really tiny and put it into the TV. So then Mike TV goes, whatever his name is, I think it's Mike TV, goes into the TV. And he's like really, really tiny. And then he can't get back out again. Oh, there's an issue. Willy Wonka says that they've like not kind of like finalized the settings on the machine. So if you don't want to bring him back too soon, because he might be like out of alignment, there might be like, he might like come back with like one of his eyes on top of his head, or his thumb on his arse or something like that. Who knows? But meaning that there's a glitch. I'm just thinking of like a thumb coming off somebody's arse. Welcome to my world. meaning that he wouldn't have been brought back in full alignment. There was a glitch in him, a glitch, a disharmony. That is the shadow. That is it. All I can think of is like thumbs sprouting out of arses now, but so that the glitch is, the shadow is a glitch. It's a disharmony within you, which is felt at the energetic resonance of who we are, because we are all energy. So wherever you're out of sync with yourself, and this is the thing, people don't realize how much the shadow is unconscious. It's unconscious behavior, it's unconscious patterns, and that we choose to incarnate in this particular identity with the same patterns and behaviors of other lifetimes, in order to bring a higher awareness, in order to of how to shift that. So when people are getting into like, and obviously there's a massive amount of division in the world right now. I am an astrologer, and obviously the South Node, the energetic theme is the South Node. The South Node currently is in Sagittarius. So South Node, Sagittarius, shadow energy of that is like division. This is my belief, this is my belief. And people like fighting over their beliefs, which is why there's so much division in the world, more so than any other time, I'd say right now, with like division between genders, division between sexuality, division between race, like a lot of division. That's like very Sagittarius South Node. Like, you need to understand me. Division between vaccinated and unvaccinated, if you really want to go there. But that's shadow energy. And so how I go about the multidimensional shadow is through astrology. And you don't have to understand astrology or have any idea about astrology whatsoever in order to work with the energetic theme of the multidimensional shadow. You just need to be open and willing to follow the instructions, basically, which I've made like super fucking easy for people to follow in like my webinar and in my ebook and everything, because I want everyone to have access to this knowledge that I've been channeling for a while now around the multidimensional shadow, because it will shift your life. It will shift your consciousness. It will help you to understand yourself in a far greater and far deeper way than any other shadow work or archetypal method out there. I guarantee it, because we're working with energy. And we're working with the multidimensional energy, and we're working with the consciousness that we are multidimensional beings. Therefore, whatever we have experienced in other lifetimes and other dimensions and other realms, we are able to bring into this energetic realm as well. because that's just how the universe works. And with a multidimensional shadow, it is a theme, it's an energy, which is why I don't get on with the concept of shadow archetypes anymore. I first started using those a few years ago, and it kind of made sense. You know, Carl Jung, Caroline Myers had spoken a lot about archetypes, and you know, you have people talk about like the child archetype or victim archetype, that kind of saboteur, prostitute, that kind of stuff. But I started to move away, like it never really felt like truth to me. And obviously I work with energy and I feel it. So when something feels out of alignment, I'm like, oh, that's clearly like old energy, which is how the archetypes feel to me now. They feel like old energy, stagnant energy. And one of my reasons for really exploring the multidimensional shadow when I started channeling it was because I'd have clients saying to me, well, which archetype is talking? Which archetype is saying this? Which archetype is this? And I'm like, do you understand how much you're confusing yourself right now, trying to understand which aspect of yourself, which archetype you're in right now, whether it's like the victim archetype or the child archetype or whatever? Like, why don't we just make it really fucking simple and go to the energetic route? Because that'd be far easier, don't you think? And so the energetic route, everyone can find that through astrology. Everyone can. Because we incarnate with the awareness that we're able to shift through things. So in order to shift through that, we have to have, it's like starting a game and having like a little bit of knowledge that you know how to get to the end of it. You're incarnating with the awareness that you're going to recreate the situations, the patterns, behaviors, situations and experiences that you've been through before, but with a higher awareness that you know how to get through it. It's like going into a maze. The first time you go into a maze or a labyrinth, something like that, you'd be like, I have no idea how I'm going to get through this. But the more tries you have, even when you play like video games, the more tries you have on something, the easier it gets until you're able to get through the other side. That's the same with the shadow. It's that awareness that you've incarnated with this awareness that you're going to be able to work through that. Now, most people won't, because most people are still stuck in their ego. Most people are still stuck in their shadow and don't even realize that it's shadow that is talking through them and acting through them. But the astrological route, it's like people get so like, people dismiss, I had somebody on Twitter trying to dismiss astrology with me, saying like it's all like bullshit. I was like, okay, you don't realize then that science came from astrology then, do you? But astrology is, your astrological birth chart, the actual birth chart is the blueprint for your life. It's the blueprint of how to unlock the shadow. It's a blueprint of how to unlock your gifts. It's a blueprint of how to unlock the greatest, deepest, most powerful and profound transformation in your life. It's a blueprint for how to gain all of your desires. It's a blueprint of how to evolve. And when you see your birth chart like that, and this isn't just like knowing your sun sign, it's about really seeing the birth chart as an energetic blueprint, right? This is who I am. This is what I'm here to work through. This is what I'm here to transform. These are the elements of disharmony that I'm here to work through. These are the shadow elements that I'm here to work through. And that's how you really start to understand the shadow and start playing with it in such a different way to what other shadow work methods or archetypal methods or whatever could ever possibly give you. It's understanding the shadow at the root, because just like a weed in the garden, and I have many in my garden, and I will pluck those little fuckers up and they keep growing back because I cannot get to the actual root because it's stuck under paving slabs. But like a weed in a garden, you could like rip the stalk off. And I do, like when I'm doing like weeding and everything, I do try and get like really deep, but I know I'm not going to the root because they're right underneath the paving slabs. But if you just had a plot of land, you know, bit of mud or whatever, bit of soil and a weed growing out there, if you cut off the weed and just like took the stalk off, well, it's not going to do anything, is it? Because you haven't gone to the root. But if you dig down and you rummage around and you manage to pull all the roots, because weeds like to grow really far, don't they? And you manage to pull the entire root up, including all its little stalks, all its little tentacles and arms and legs and whatever, then that weed won't grow back again because you've gone to the root. And that's the thing about shadow, is when you go to the root of a shadow, the actual root I'm talking about, not just the spiritual community definition of shadow work or whatever, but the actual energetic root of the shadow, which exists multidimensionally, then you are able to transform your life just like that. Because the root is the thing that causes all the behaviors, all the patterns, all the situations, all the experiences and everything that you're pulling into your life as a conscious creator. It's the root that does all of that. So for example, somebody who has self-worth issues, this was a biggie for me that I had to really work through. But I have had many clients with self-worth issues. It's something that I see predominantly in the spiritual community around women, especially. Excuse me. But take, for example, the element of self-worth. Somebody could be doing perpetual shadow work and thinking that they're gaining, you know, that they're working through it. Oh, I have self-worth issues because this happened when I was a kid, or this boyfriend did this, or I never felt valued or whatever. But nobody's really going to the root. Because let me tell you this, when you access the root of a shadow, you're going to feel it in your body. It's not going to be a case of, oh yes, I've done this. Oh yes, I've lasted through this. Oh yes, I've had a truth rant on this, or I've managed to transform this shadow. You're going to feel it. Like I had something recently where, and obviously I am the queen of fucking shadow. I understand this stuff, but there's still elements that I've been working through in my life. And that's the thing with shadow. People don't often realize, they think that they've gone to the root when they haven't. You have to dig deeper. You have to be prepared to get really dirty and dark and right into the darkness of who you are in order to get to the root. And I'm not afraid to go there with my clients. I'm not afraid to go there with myself. Like I said at the beginning of this podcast, I ripped my entire fucking life down 3 years ago when I left my marriage and everything. Like, you know, my mom was ill. I had no job. I just started a business. I had loads of debt, fuck all savings. And I decided to leave my marriage and become a single parent, as you do. But that allowed me to go into the darkness. And it allowed me to go to the roots of myself and really start to understand myself at the deepest possible point, which, let's face it, most people out there aren't prepared to do. And when you go to the root, you're going to feel such an energetic shift within you, like nothing else out there. And that's why people think, that's why when people say to me, oh, they're doing shadow work, or they've been doing shadow work for years, I'm like, well, you're clearly not doing it, because otherwise you wouldn't still be fucking doing it on the same shadow. I'm talking about the same shadow. Because when you go to the root, because it's so deeply ingrained in you energetically, you're going to feel it energetically. And I had something recently where I, obviously my journey has been about really finding my voice and really finding my truth and really stepping into my power as a shamanic high priestess, as a channel, as a conduit for like multidimensional consciousness and shadow and everything. As I've really dove into my own darkness and my own depths to pull all the little bits out, to really understand myself. I have such a curious desire to understand myself at the absolute depths of who I am. And what I discovered, there's a particular incident a few weeks ago where I was fully in my truth with somebody. I was fully in my truth. Obviously, my energy is very blunt and very direct. So I make no apologies for it anymore. I used to, many years ago, be like, I know how powerful my energy is, and I know how blunt and cutting my words can be to people when they're like, especially with clients, like that's what they're paying me for, to like blast through bullshit, basically an illusion. But I had an experience a couple of weeks ago where I was so much in my power and so much in my truth. and just owning who I am, that I actually felt such an energetic shift in me that I wanted to vomit. And it was so profound, this feeling of needing to, and I've got a history of bulimia from like kind of started in my early 20s at uni. I'd had like kind of like off and on issues of eating disorders most of my life. And it wasn't like that, like, you know, for anyone who's understands bulimia, like that binge purge kind of cycle. Yeah, I've been through, yeah, I haven't done that for many, many years, but I still carried the energy of an eating disorder for many years, like the control and like that kind of stuff around it, which I have shifted now. And I am going to be creating some content around that to really help people understand the eating disorders at the root. So if you are interested in that, then pop me an email, leanne@leannejuliet.com, and I can keep you posted and informed as to when that information is going to be available around eating disorders and the energetic root of a shadow. But so I had this experience and I literally felt like I needed to vomit, but not in the way that I have done in the past through bulimia, where it was like a shame cycle or anger or that kind of stuff. Like anyone who's experienced bulimia or knows of bulimia, where you need to just get the energy out, you know, you need to get the emotions out of you. It wasn't like that at all. It was just a case of just something happened in my life where I was so much in my power and in my truth with somebody that I felt such an energetic shift in my physical being that it was so powerful. It's almost like my cells were regenerating themselves that I needed to vomit. Like that's how strong the shadow is. When you tap into the root, you're going to feel such an energetic shift in you, like detox symptoms, purging, that kind of stuff. I've had clients before where they've had a lot of gastrointestinal issues, basically need to go to the toilet lots after working with me and being in my energy, because we've tapped into the root, and because the energy has to be stored somewhere. Shadow is energy and it has to be stored somewhere. But when you tap into the root and you rip it out and you really start to recalibrate your energy into a more harmonious way, you're going to have a clear out. You're going to have like a purge. Anyone who's, you know, been for a colonic before, you know what that stuff is like. When you're clearing toxins out, that is what you're doing with the shadow. You're clearing it out. So people are going to experience it differently, which is why I laugh when people say, oh, I'm doing shadow work and I've been working, you know, doing shadow work for years. And I'm like, well, clearly you're not going to the fucking root, are you? Because you wouldn't be still doing the same shadow work that you're doing now. Because it's so profound, it's so deeply ingrained in us that like the weed in the garden that is so deeply ingrained in the soil that you cannot pull it up unless you really dig deep. For me to get rid of the weeds in my garden, I'd have to like pull up all paving slabs in order to get to the actual roots. And obviously it's not worth it. I'll just keep like weeding and whatever. But in the soil, if you're able to get to a weed and get to a root, you could really like dig deep and you see how deep these little fuckers go. And they like little arms, tentacles and everything going really, really deep into the ground. And you have to pull up every single root, every aspect of it in order to clear it away. That is the same with the multidimensional shadow. It's working at the root. It's playing with the energy at the root. It's understanding yourself from an energetic perspective. None of these archetype shit things like, it's a child energy or whatever, because it's all the same energy. But when you understand the actual energetic theme of who you are and the theme that you're working with, which can be found through your astrological birth chart, and you start to understand the theme, you can see how that theme is then showing up in every area of your life. And if you are familiar with shadow archetypes, you'll see how the child is showing up, of a saboteur, of a prostitute, of a victim, is showing up in every single area of your life. It's the energetic theme, because it's the energetic theme that is the multidimensional shadow. And it's the multidimensional shadow that is creating the glitch in your life, whether that is physical, mental, emotional, energetic, spiritual. It's a glitch that wherever there is a disharmony, wherever you're getting triggered by somebody, wherever you're having issues with something, wherever you've got a physical ailment, physical symptoms, a lifelong allergy, a lifelong disability, feelings of loss around who you are, mental issues, you know, anxieties, massive shadow energy, depression, all those kinds of things, they're all shadow. And so in order to remove that from your life, because shadow is very powerful. You imagine, like, it's, again, going back to the weed analogy, it's so ingrained in the soil that the shadow is so ingrained in your energetic being and your meat suit. It's so ingrained in you that people don't realize how much an effect it has on you, how somebody's words could trigger you, how something that somebody says or does can create such an emotional reaction within you, how a particular experience can create such a reaction within you, how people go on to develop cancer. Cancer is shadow energy. It's all shadow energy. All of it is shadow energy. And when you understand that, you start to see yourself as an energetic being, then you can see where you're out of balance, because ultimately you're here to be in truth to yourself. You're here to be in your sovereign energy. You're not here to be out of balance and having issues and, you know, experiencing life in a shitty manner, or never meeting your soulmate, or perpetually in a cycle of like poverty, or just always having issues with the same person, or never really getting ahead, or feeling like you're lost and not feeling like you have a purpose. That is all shadow energy. All of it is shadow energy. So when you work with a multidimensional shadow at the root and you understand yourself from an energetic theme, I see people as energy now, like I always have done, but I see it more so with people. I see people as energy. Everything is energy. So I will either vibe with somebody or not based on their energy. Somebody could tell me that this person is a really nice person. I'm like, yeah, but their energy is fucking shit and I don't like them. And I'm very blunt and direct with that. I choose to have people in my life who I get on with and whose energy I enjoy. And I choose to let go of those whose energy I don't enjoy. I make no apology for it, for that. But when you understand the shadow is multidimensional and that we are multidimensional beings existing in all space, time, and dimension simultaneously, then it makes sense. Even though multidimensionality is like kind of like a complex concept, it makes sense. It just makes sense that we are existing multidimensionally, and therefore we're here to transform multidimensionally and transform the shadow at the root in order to create massive, massive shifts, massive energetic shifts in our life. Because when you work at the root and you transform the shadow at the root, you will notice it. You will notice an energetic reaction within yourself. You will notice how your life seems to shift, how people just leave your life or new people come in, how suddenly money comes out of nowhere, or a soulmate comes out of nowhere, or a toxic person just leaves your life, or opportunities just seem to open up for you, or you start to feel lighter, you start to feel freer, you start to feel more in alignment with who you are. That is what happens when you transform the shadow at the root. You revolutionize your entire life. So if you do want to dive deeper into this with me, then I am putting the link below for the multidimensional shadow webinar, which is a 2-hour webinar, which includes some bonus content more around multidimensionality and going deep with the energetic themes, plus an ebook that I've created just to make more sense of it. The link is below. It's part of my new mystery school, the Phoenix Stargate, which I'm sure you'll agree sounds fucking awesome. The Phoenix Stargate, which I am going to be adding more courses to. I do have another course that I've been channeling for a while now that I'm going to start creating in August, which is called The Unbecoming, which is like an even deeper dive into who we are, literally unbecoming whoever you're not. Unbecoming, stripping yourself down, stripping yourself bare, unbecoming everything. So it's going to be diving into shadow, multidimensionality, energetics, and astrology. Again, when I mention astrology, you don't need to have a working knowledge of astrology, because I really like to simplify things, even more complex ideas. I really like to simplify everything so that everyone can gain access to this. So that is The Unbecoming, which is a course that I'll be releasing soon as part of the Phoenix Stargate Mystery School. Again, the link below is for the multidimensional shadow webinar. Check it out. It's like 2 hours of content plus about an hour's worth of bonus content plus the ebook. I've got like pricing options, that kind of stuff on there, so that everyone can gain access to this information. I am going to be talking more about multidimensional shadow in all different concepts anyway on my podcast. So thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening, and I will chat to you soon.
You've been listening to Disruptive Consciousness with Leanne Juliet. My aim, as always, is to offer you a different perspective to the world around us and to activate truth within you. You can connect with me further at leannejuliet.com or through any of my social media platforms as linked in the show notes. You can also leave me a review over at iTunes. See you on the next episode.